Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Friday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. We have a lot going on tonight. Everybody's in action in Major League Baseball. We have a lot of stuff that obscure sports, I guess you want to say, for the weekend, like all the Matias stuff. Like we got the soccer for the weekend to give picks on. You've got the UFC fights. You got the Wimbledon finals. So we're gonna have to get all those sorted out before we leave as well. We have the golf, the Genesis Open heading in, and most importantly for Joe, we are now after tonight just five more.
Look at this.
Football free. Carver and Lisi summer Friday nights away from the college football season. That's it. Five more summer Fridays with no college football on the weekend. And then by the time you get to Friday, August 23rd, you got picks for the Dublin Classic there and a couple of other games on the weekend. So the countdown is on, that's for sure. Mike Carver and the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Dealing with some issues. The app is down on FanDuel. I don't know.
Is yeah, your... that just happened to me, too. Yeah, everybody.
That's great.
That's right. Why, Joe, you got to have more than
Tampa
one book.
Bay game, dead so. Under. It's on Apple TV. If I would have known that, I wouldn't have played it.
In which game?
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I need Lau to hit a homer there. It would be nice if he did.
Charlie Lau? Wasn't he a
Brandon? Brandon.
7-0 in Cincinnati. Look at
this. Yeah, a grand slam for Reese Hines just now. Just hit a grand slam.
Oh, a man over starting.
I thought, do you have the over there? Didn't you say you have the over in Cincinnati?
I don't know. I screwed up tonight. I can't even try
to dig yourself out of your mistakes because the app's not working?
Yeah, well, I mean, I could go to a different source. I mean, that's not a problem, but, you know, it's just always something. Always something.
It is always not something, good, Joe. You're right about
not
that.
Not a great start for Friday night. Viernes, I don't know.
I mean, come on, Joe. I don't like hearing you down like this. I mean, what's
good.
Going
it's
on
not a
here?
Good start here.
It's a summer Friday, Joe. I mean, jeez. Yeah, I mean, get the disco ready for him, Matias. I mean, we're going to have to do something here because this is just, I mean, we can't have it. We really can't. We can't have you this down on a summer Friday.
We'll be back next Friday.
Next Friday, there is a disco Friday for you. That's true. But,
Spin Master will be back. Spin Master.
Spin Master will be back. You are the Spin Master, Jones. No doubt about that.
Okay, can we get the? I don't know. Can I get this over in Philadelphia? I mean, here's another.
They're off to a good start, 4-2, right? Although the A's just had the bases loaded in the bottom of the, in the top half of the fifth, and they couldn't cash in for more.
Nah, I'm in trouble.
All right, let's go here, Tampa. The top of the order, Diaz and then Lau. Come on, Joe.
Got a runner on second. Nobody out. Crack it open. Punish him. Come on, the sledge.
Yankees now lead the Orioles 3-1 after a home run from Judge. All rise.
Is it Diaz? Did Diaz do something?
I
want that he's up now.
It is 1-0 Tampa, by the way, which it has been. Now Lau is coming up here, Joe. So let's go here. It is 2-0 now. So Diaz must have had an RBI double.
Mm-hmm.
So can Lau put one in the seats here?
Yeah, 4-0.
Carrasco's reeling here. Let's go. And Bobby Witt Jr. with a homer for the Royals just now.
He's getting ready for the Derby, baby.
That's our picks.
What is it? Hernandez and Witt.
Those are our guys. Those are the guys that we're going to battle with, Joe.
I'm with you, Carver. I'm with you, brother. This is it. I'm in the foxhole with you. You hear
me? Come on, Lau. Yeah, we're in together on this.
Let's go.
Can I get to that game? What game is that, Joe? Oh, that game's on Apple Plus, right? Didn't you say your game's on Apple?
If I would have known it's on Apple Plus,
that bothers me. I can't play it on the app.
5-0 Kansas City. They're going after the Green Monster. Oh man. Why didn't I just key? I said it last night.
Why didn't you tell me that you weren't keying? Why didn't you tell me you were keying the Guardian Ray game?
I didn't key it. It's 2-0. Come on, and I need 9 more runs.
Well, can we make it 4-0 right now with Lau? Come on, Joe. Talk this one in, all right? You're always asking me to talk it in. Talk this one in. Okay?
Come on, Lau.
Talk it in. Don't talk it down. I hear you talking it down. You're trying to talk it down right now. Yeah, don't do that.
I'm in a bad mood. I need a double.
Okay.
Homer, so Homer.
Lock it up. Come on.
Did it lock up? How could you see it locked up?
Because I have the desktop open.
Is the desktop working?
I don't sign in on the desktop because I have it on the Jersey feed so that I can get all the awards and stuff. But
it's a 3-1 count. Come on, kids.
It doesn't look good because Rosarena's up now, so he probably made out.
They just jumped it to
minus 11. Yeah, he made an out. Oh, it was a sack fly. This doesn't help anybody. Now everything's locked. The whole system's down, Joe. So
no, we're good. We're good because they moved him to third base. So now he's at third base with one out.
I don't care about that. I care about Lau hitting a homer. That's all that matters to me. I was asking
UFC.
Joe, and I got this guy Doyle up for the Rockies now. Can he hit a homer?
I don't know. Now watch.
How about Doyle?
Here's the gutless Marlins. First and second again. They left about 46 runners on base last night.
What do you need in that game?
Need the over. It doesn't matter though. I mean, it's just sure enough they're going to sail through it tonight. When I needed it last night, 11.5 against the Stros, they couldn't give me anything. They had first and second, nobody out, in back-to-back innings, and then dead, unbelievable. Then second and third in, like, the late innings, nothing. Came up empty every single time. I was hoping they'd be rolling sevens. This guy, gutless.
Very gutless, it sounds like.
And
sounds like you're upset with him.
They're going to play through for 46 runs here against Cincinnati.
Wow. What did Doyle do? Doyle made out, Joe. We're not off to a good start here tonight. We need to get things going here. By the way, I just saw a highlight of that Witt homer. That was a bomb. To the deepest part of the monster, and just about where it meets up in center field, 429 feet. Smash job. By him. Smash job. We also got Summer League tonight, Joe. You in on Bronny?
No. Is he having a big night?
I mean, he can't be having a big night. I mean, what's a big night for him? He's had 3 points in every game. A big night would be six for him, right? If he has 6 points, that's a big night. Let's see what he's got, Joe. Bronny. He's got 6 points, 2 for 5 from the field. 0 for 2 from three. He's got 2 boards. It's so bad, Joe, that the other day I turned on the ESPN app to find a score. And you know how, like, when you first turn it on, like, there's, like, they have, like, clips of things that's on their news feed at the top?
Yeah.
They had a clip of him playing defense because there was nothing else that they could show from the game. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. So, 7-3 Reds, Joe. Sanchez with a 3-run homer. Weren't you just complaining about the Marlins not scoring runs?
Yeah, I said they're going to break out tonight in a big way.
Oh, you stayed away because you didn't want to go after the Marlins. You didn't want to be involved with the Marlins. That's why. Yeah, they're busting out tonight. 10 runs already in that game in the fourth inning.
Can we fix this app here at some point?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Think it's down and dead and buried
tonight?
That
seems to be a problem. Hopefully you get him back by the night slate, Joe. That's really the only thing that I can try to, you know, say to you. The other games, all the 8 o'clock games just started. Washington and Milwaukee. Rangers and Astros in Houston. We got the Pirates and the White Sox in Chicago. Cubs and Cardinals start in a couple minutes. That game's also on Apple Plus, which is annoying. So
what's with the Apple Plus now?
That's a Friday night thing. So that's just, it's unfair.
It's where we're at, Carver. It's where we're at.
Yeah, I know. It's what really bothers me is, and this is like the same thing with the NFL, and I say this to you all the time. If I buy the NFL Sunday ticket, Joe, and I spend, you know, depending on when you get the deal or if you have the YouTube TV or not, if you spend anywhere from $350 to $450 on buying the NFL Sunday ticket, you should have access to every single NFL game the entire season. I don't care what it's on. I don't care where they're having the game. If I'm buying your season package, I should get everything, not just the out-of-market games on Sunday.
Yeah, well,
I should get it all. You got a game on NFL Network on Sunday morning in London? I should get that. You got a game on Peacock on Saturday night at 8 o'clock? I should get that. Because I'm giving you $400+ of my money for YouTube for this Sunday ticket every year. I should get every single game. Same thing goes with Dystopi Baseball, MLB TV. There's two things that are ridiculous. One, you can't get like Fox and Apple Apple TV games or Roku games or anything on here on this MLB TV app, and you get blacked out. Whereas they do that on Sunday Ticket too. Whereas you can't get your local game on there. And now these things are all on streaming. You know, it's such a pain in the ass, Joe, to go back and forth between the streaming and your regular TV. And you, like, just give me the game. Like, why do you got to black it out? You can clearly tell I'm here. You've you know, what's the thing, Joe, where they know where you are based on your location, you know, they your IP address, all that stuff. They know you're in the New York area. Just let me watch the Yankee game while I have this app open if I want to flip to it. Why do I have to go to another app, the Yes app, to turn on the Yankee game because I'm in the New York area? It's stupid, Joe, and they need to fix it. It's dumb.
All right. Well, you make great points. I mean, but again, you know, the one company doesn't have to do with the other, and you're going to be taking away food from your guy Roger Goodell and everybody else.
Yeah, food for him. You've got food from him. The guy made $400 million in the last few years.
Come on. It's not enough. Greed is good. Gecko, this is it. Everybody's going to get theirs. They don't care about the little guy. They certainly don't care about you.
They certainly don't care about me. I can agree with that. They definitely don't care about the little guy. There's no doubt.
Yeah, make him. Yeah, the guy, you know, the guy's busting his ass. You know why? Make him pay. That's the NFL's take.
I agree. And we all you know what we all are, Joe?
Suckers.
Pigs at the trough. We just keep lapping it up.
Pigs at the trough. I like that.
We just keep lapping it all up. We keep showing up and giving them money. And I just gave you all the complaints that I had about it. It was just a complaint, complaint.
Session. Don't even worry about
then
the
you
cold.
Then you'll plunk it down again this year.
Listen,
just like I did. I have this
Stopey
MLB TV. Right? And what I do, plunk down for it.
Listen, I understand you're in pain. I feel you, okay?
Yeah.
All right? No copay this time, all right? We'll talk about it next week.
Can Robert go hit a homer here for the White Sox?
I don't know. These gutless, we're still stuck in the end of the fifth here with this Tampa Bay game.
Yeah.
Nah, man. I don't even know. Hey, we got to run around. Two outs. Could the kids?
There are, Joe, four late-night games. Seattle and Anaheim. Braves are in San Diego. The Blue Jays are in Arizona. And the Twins are in San Francisco, late night.
That's it.
Over. Late night by the bay, Joe.
Yep, that is it, Carver. Late night by the bay.
You don't seem happy tonight, Joe. You seem like you're in a bad mood.
Nah, this game got me twisted. Again, another Met over, huh? 6-2. This is
one
of the best over teams in baseball.
This guy gets overmatched with a changeup. This loser, Robert.
Can we get a hit here? Now the Guardians are all of a sudden. Can we get first and second? How about the three-run blast? Give them the three-run blast. Give them the Granny Smith. Now I'm waking up.
I really thought that I would get you going when I said that there was only five more summer Fridays until college football.
Carver, I can't taste it. You know when?
Are you getting this video game next week?
Yes.
What do I need to do that? How do I play that?
PlayStation.
You have that?
No, I'm gonna get it. I had it. I don't have it now.
So you're gonna go buy the whole setup just for this game?
Yeah.
Man, you really are the encyclopedia of college football.
Well, I like the game.
Study the playbook.
I just want to run the triple option, see if I could take them to a national championship. We got to run it.
See if you can take them to the national championship. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. On the grid on a Friday night. Disco Friday for Joe.
Is it? I don't know. It doesn't feel it.
Next week will be Disco Friday for you.
It doesn't matter.
Disco Friday. 3-2, Tigers lead the Dodgers in the top of the seventh.
I got to get in on something. What do you want to get in on?
4-2, A's lead the Phillies. Bottom of the sixth. Still 2-0, Rays lead the Guardians in the bottom of the sixth in Tampa. Yankees lead the Orioles 3-1, top five. Reds with a 7-3 lead over the Marlins. Mets have opened up a 6-2 lead on the Rockies as Harrison Bader hit his second home run of the night. 5-1 Royals and Red Sox. 1-0 Nationals lead the Brewers. All the other games that have started, Joe, are scoreless. Cubs, Cardinals, Pirates, White Sox, and Rangers, Astros. Nothing yet. I gave you the four games late night. Hopefully at some point we'll get into those as well. Let me ask you this, Joe. There's Summer League games happening too. And later in the show, we will get Matias's plays for a big weekend for him. Two enormous soccer matches, Copa and Euro final. And then you have the women finals on the men and the women. And you have UFC fight on Saturday night. So we'll get all of that from him. We got to get to the golf, too. So we have several things to do. Can I ask you this, though, Joe? I've always wanted to know what you think here when I saw this this afternoon. Jalen Brunson signs an extension with the Knicks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you want to be a team player and you want to be a nice guy.
Okay.
But leaving $113 million on the table, I feel like that's a little excessive to being a nice guy and being a team player. That's a lot of money, Joe.
So then you're calling him what?
Well, look, I'm just saying, like, obviously he's going to, you know, everybody's going to remember this, what, you know, how he took all this money, which, by the way, he can get back in, like, 6 years from now or something when he signs another extension. But he signed a four-year, $156 million. And look, that, he's not going hungry, Joe, $156 million. But if he waited one more year, he could have got 5 years and $269.
Okay.
But he signs it a year early, and now he gets that. Joe's got to refresh. Call back, Joe. Call back. Mike went crazy on you. Joe's mic went a little fuzzy. So we'll get him back in. I understand what Brunson was doing, roster flexibility, wants to make sure all his buddies get paid too, wants to see if the Knicks can add even more pieces. And if they win a championship,
hello,
God bless him.
God bless him.
Then he'll really be remembered forever. But, you know, leaving, taking $5 million less, $10 million less, talking $113 million, Joe. If you're his financial advisor, you recommending that or his agent?
No, but again, you know, some of these guys, you know, maybe Brunson's like the MJ, like the modern-day Kobe, like we talked about. He wants to win. Maybe he's willing to give up a little for the championship. Got Miles Bridges now. I mean, come on. No?
They got Mikal Bridges, Joe.
Mikal Bridges. Excuse me, Michael, the Miles.
Joe's ready for college football.
Let's just get
Joe's ready for college football. Let's just lay that out there.
Yeah,
as best we can.
Summer days. I'm looking out. I'm going to take the over in the Cub game. I'm going to tell you that right now. Cubs Cardinals.
I did see, and I got way too busy today, and it's my fault. I should have sent these to Matias, but I saw Jay Norvell speaking at that Mountain West yesterday at Circa.
Yeah.
Is he like anybody? He had nothing. Yeah, he'd have nice Norvell things to say about anyone.
His players was
was recruited. Was offered money, right?
Yeah, for $600,000, $600,000.
Here's the exact. What do you got, Joe?
It's somebody trying to call me, which I'm.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. It's a feel-good Friday on Carver and Lisi.
Feel-good Friday.
Feel-good Friday. Here.
We got nothing going on. Dead unders tonight, the ones I...
Well, yeah. I'm going to try to... Here's the thing, Joe. While these games continue to be dead unders, I'm going to try to turn your frown upside down with some college football talk.
Is that what's going to do it? Oh, we got runners on first and second here for the Rays.
Can we get Lau back up?
Action Jackson's up. Come on, Action Jackson. Sit dead red. Make it 5-0.
Everybody loves Action Jackson.
Action Jackson.
Jackson Dart.
When I was in Ocean, there was a listener to Carver and Lisi. He comes up. I forget the guy's name. I think it was Tom. And he goes, Jackson Dart.
You got guys coming up to you in Ocean?
Yeah. One guy is...
How about that?
And they're like, he just came up when I was in between breaks on the desk. Jackson Dart.
See, Joe,
come on,
I mean,
Action
everywhere,
Jackson.
Everywhere you go, man, you just got to beat people away with a stick. It's amazing.
All right, you see, now you're taking it to the next level. I'm telling you.
No, I mean, you got a lot going on.
I like to mingle. I like to talk.
I know you do. Man, this guy Fraley on the Reds missed a homer by about an inch.
Did he?
Yeah, I flipped out.
We could talk college football later right now. What are we going to do to catch some of these late games?
Wow, wait a second. Did you just say we could talk college football later? Like, you're going to pass it on by? All right, fine.
I'll pass it on by.
All right.
I'm locked out of the duel. I got to get back in another book. Could we do something? Could Action Jackson, did he do it? Did he hit a homer?
No.
What'd he do?
I don't know. I can't put that one on because it's Apple TV.
Good. I'm glad.
That's not nice. What are you good, glad?
Come on, Action.
All right. So four games tonight, Joe. Mariners, Angels. And, man, I hit that one on the head with that kid on the Angels. He got roughed up.
They put an 11 spot on him.
Yeah. Raleigh homered from both sides of the plate. That was a good one for us. It's 8.5 tonight.
You know what? I'm just going to do it, Carver. You know what? I'm going to do it.
All four Mariners, of the late games?
Over Mariners, over Braves, over Jays. I'm staying away from the Giant game, which means that's the game that's going to go
I,
up.
I got to tell you, I was going to say, if I had to rank the four of them, I kind of like that. I like that over in the top. I'd put that in the top two of the four. This Harrison, he gives up a lot of hard hit balls. The Twins have got some guys that are locked in right now. But you see, the thing is, I'm looking at the 7.5. You're going to look at like 10.5. See, that's like a whole nother. It's like three area codes over from me. You know?
Yeah.
So if we're talking alting overs, I think Jays Diamondbacks is my favorite one. I think we're going to get some runs there.
Okay.
I think some guys are going to bust out, Joe.
All right, so if...
I got Walker to homer in the Arizona game. I got Olsen
Christian
to homer
Walker?
In the Braves. Yeah.
Oh, looks like we might have life.
What do we got?
I don't know. Let's see.
Now, how many do you need in the Ray game?
A lot. Way too
yeah,
much.
Yeah, the kid made out, right. Joe. He made out. They're going to the top of the seventh.
What happened with this? Why
still 2-0.
My screen is flicking on and off now. What's going on here?
Oh, man. Your whole setup's melting? Is that what you're telling me?
Brand new computer. How could it be melting? What's going on?
You use it a lot, Joe.
Gotta
think it's a lot of use.
No, stop.
Gets a lot of use.
Don't start. How's the golf doing?
So the golf heads into the weekend. I can't stop. I'm really starting to get annoyed with this guy. This Ludwig Hebert. He's in the lead at 12 under. But there's guys here, Joe. The great Antoine Rosner from France is in second at 11 under.
Right.
You have Sungjae Im at 10 under, along with Matteo Manassero.
Who?
The Italian. Matteo Manassero. So think about this, Joe. Your boy Matteo.
He was a 500 to 1 shot.
He was 500 to 1 pre-tournament. He's only two shots back. He's going out in the second to last pair on Saturday. And he's still 45 to 1. Matteo Manassero.
Wow. Okay.
Tagala's 9 under. He's 3 back. Morikawa 9 under. Rasmus Højgaard 9 under. You've got, here's another one for you, Joe. Alejandro Del Rey.
Who?
Rory's 9 under. Alex Noren's 9 under. And I still think the guys at 8 are involved, too. Bobby Max there, Corey Connors, Matthew Jordan. So I think some guys are involved. Some of your guys played well, Joe. I told you to bet Matteo. Francesco Molinari, 5 under, made the cut.
Molinari, look at this.
He's T37 right
Muscles
now.
Muscles Molinari.
Harry English made the cut. I think it's easier for us to just go see who didn't make the cut for Joe, who's at the bottom of the barrel here. some guys who did not give you a big performance. I don't see too many of your guys at the bottom of the list here, Joe. I'm not going to lie. I don't see any Joe guys here. Where are all the Joe guys? Emiliano Grillo got cut. That's one of your guys.
Did he really?
That's Billy Horschel. That's a Joe guy. But that's about it. Now, in the Jabroni tournament, which is now that's the real Joe tournament, is the Jabroni tournament. Pearson Cootie, 16 under, is in the lead by two shots. Cam has him at 80 to 1.
Does he?
Let's see if any of your guys are involved here, Joe. Where are our guys? You notice how I say our guys now, not your guys. I played a bunch of your guys this week.
Did you?
Yeah.
They making you coin? Are they coming through?
No, then nobody's coming through. Nobody's coming through.
Am I wrong? Did the CFL start today?
The CFL started like a month ago, Joe.
Did it?
Like a month ago the CFL started. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Started like a month ago. JoJo Highsmith cut at the Jabroni tournament.
Oh, my gosh. All the hacks.
Eduardo Molinari cut. Toasty cut. Joey Bramlett cut. Skins cut. Oh, this is just brutal. Commissioner Gordon cut.
What about Wyndham the Butler Clark?
He's at the Scottish. He's at the Scottish. Carver Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver Lisi Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. Dodgers have opened it up now, Joe. 7-3. They lead the Tigers. Now, let's remember, they were coming off. Was that 7-3? I'm sorry, Joe. 3-2. They are all screwed up over there tonight. And you know what I'm talking about at the duel. Yeah. They are screwed up because they just had 7-3 up there. Now it's back to 3-2. So 3-2 Tigers, top of the eighth. Now, they had some guys on base last inning, but I guess that didn't end well for them. I got Robert up here for the White Sox. Can he? No, he can't. He did have an RBI single to center, but I need a home run, Joe. I'm looking for taters. That's where I live. I live with taters, Joe. RBI singles to center don't cut it for me. It's just not good enough. Joe's got nothing to say.
No, I'm looking. I'm putting in something.
Is it finally working for you again?
Yeah, I put in. I got a profit boost, big one. We went for broke here.
I'm going to use that on. I haven't used that yet either. Let's do it on homers.
I did mine on the over Seattle, 11.5, over 10.5 Braves, over 12.5 Blue Jays. Pays 90-30.
All right, hold on a second here. Over 12.5 in the Blue Jay game.
Yeah. Over 10.5.
And then what was the rest?
The Brave game. 10.5 in the Brave game. 11.5 in Seattle.
Okay, so you stayed away from Minnesota, San Francisco.
Yep.
Didn't want to mess with that one.
No. I mean, I knew, I'm mad at myself because I knew the Tampa Bay game. I said it after the series with the Yankees. They got all juiced up, and it's like, you know, they're playing well. They're winning, but sure enough, these Guardians gutless, and I fell into the trap. I got sucked in.
You did. You fell into the trap, Joe. I don't know why.
Guy was selling the snake oil.
I don't know why you don't listen.
That was it.
Elsewhere, Joe. 1-0 Nationals lead the Brewers. Going to the bottom of the third in Milwaukee. Nothing much going on there. As far as the summer league goes, Rockets lead the Lakers 65-52. Pacers lead the Nets 23-18. As today's the first full day of Vegas Summer League, so there's seven games today. Everybody's excited, Joe.
What?
I think you'd go if you were out there. You'd go to the Summer League game.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, just to, you know, something to do and, you know, get out. I mean, Vegas, what is it, 547 now?
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, why not?
They got still two games to go. Hawks, Wizards at 9:30 East, Nuggets, Clippers at 10 o'clock East. Out there in Vegas. And even when those are over, Joe, it's still only 8:30, 9 o'clock out there. So that ain't so bad, right?
No. Not at all.
Lawrence Butler with a two-run homer for the A's. Who? Go ahead, Joe. Ooh. Give a big who on that one. Who? No, Butler's actually been swinging a good bat for Oakland lately. You got a bunch of extra base hits the last few weeks.
Finally go over. Watch. Somehow they'll get it through.
What? Do you have A's Phillies?
Yeah.
What do you need in that one?
Doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter. I have it. It's not even if I hit it.
It's all keyed to Cleveland Tampa.
Just let it go. I need this parlay at night, and we're just gonna let it ride. That's it. The profit boost, and we're in. That's it.
Profit boost, and we're in.
That's that.
Wow, that's it. Doesn't want anything to do with it.
That's it. I said it, not you. Me.
Okay, you said it.
You know, I saw your homers tonight on your tater time, Walker, Olsen, Lau, Robert.
Yeah, so Burleson, starting to look like, Joe, we're going to need those two late night ones.
They came through for you last night.
Only one, Cal Raleigh did. That was it. It wasn't a great night last night. You know,
what can we do, Carver? What can we?
You got to hit more than one. I did have Suarez as well in the Arizona game. Yeah, that was but I didn't go. He was 7-1, and it was a late ad. I was more like a frustration ad because nothing was hitting, mm-hmm. which is kind of what's going to happen to me again tonight. Like I'm looking at the board right now in these four games, and I'm thinking about adding stuff that I didn't normally have today.
Yeah,
I'm chasing a little. I'm like you right now, Joe. I'm going to chase a little bit. On some of these homers. I'm actually looking at some in this Twin-Giant game because I think the Twins can hit this guy, Harrison.
You really like this Twins over, huh?
I didn't say that. I'm looking at homers. And I think they got some guys who can hit this Harrison. And the numbers make him playable. I mean, Buxton 470, Correa 6-1. There's some hefty numbers in this game. And I mean, it's a 7.5 total. You know, Harrison stinks. He's not great.
Right.
And Joe Ryan gives up a lot of bombs. Well, how many home runs has Ryan given up this year, Joe? He's given up 16 homers in 109 innings.
Wow.
That ain't great. Harrison's given up 10 in 80. He's got more hits than innings pitched. Harrison's not great. We can go after this guy. And he's a lefty. Right. Minnesota's got a lot of good righty bats.
All right, so now you talked me into it. So what's your best tater in that game? You want to go Yastrzemski? Didn't he go yard the other night? You want to go Yastrzemski?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know if I'm actually going for the Giant. If I was going for a Giant, which I'm not sure I'm going to, it would be Ramos.
Yeah. Now can I just say something?
I'm looking more to the Twin guys against Harrison, Joe, to be quite honest with you.
See, this game in Boston slowed down like to a crawl. Snail's pace.
All right, I'll tell you who I go with when I come back.
All right.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, listen, Joe. Here's what we need right now. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. I mean, the Rays have too many guys that with named Lau. I mean, they've got Lau. I saw Lau was up. It's the other one. It's the Josh, not Brandon. I have Brandon. I need Brandon up, not Josh. Yeah, I mean, can we get guys with different last names? Please.
Give him something. All right, I'm in. I'm still hoping. I don't know why I do this. I'm always. I still like the over in the Cub game. We got bases loaded, Rays. Could they break through here?
I just said, yeah, and Lowe's up. Slow.
I mean, I need a lot of runs, but
I hope they actually do score a lot of runs and give me one more at bat with Brandon. Hopefully, they make him break around.
Granny Smith here.
Now.
Struck out this guy.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. Just doesn't get it done in a big spot, Joe. That's what it comes down to. Yeah. Back to that game, this Minnesota-San Francisco game.
Go ahead.
I'm just going with some mini guys, Joe.
Micro betting. I love it.
I'm not micro betting. I'm betting guys to homer. So I'm not micro betting. Do you want a micro bet? We can micro bet if you want. You want to go by plate appearance? Extra base hit, 8-1? What do you want to do?
Double.
Yeah, you know, you always want to get so specific. I don't know if you can do that, Joe.
Look at this. For bases loaded, the last two guys. This guy.
First plate appearance for Correa. Extra base hit, double, triple, home run, plus 950.
Double, triple, home run. Let's
first at bat for Buxton, 8-1 for an extra base hit.
Gotta love it. It's micro betting.
Wave of the micro future. Betting.
This is
Michael, the wave of the future. Chapman first time up, 10-1 for an extra base hit.
Siri struck out. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Bases low. This team, how many? Look it up. How many base runners has this gutless Tampa Bay team left on base this whole year? The whole year. I don't want just this game.
The whole year?
Gutless. Jeez.
They've left a lot, Joe.
What?
They've left a lot.
Every night. It's second and third. Base is loaded. They can just never come through.
Dodgers, Dodgers, Dodgers. Just tied it up at 3.
How'd they tie it up?
Here he is, the wheel. He's all
a
excited.
Base hit from.
He doesn't.
I see it now.
Is it Rojas? No,
I think it was Rojas.
No, Hernandez. Watching it was Hernandez. I'm sorry.
Hernandez with the hit.
He has no clue. Don't.
Wow, what is that about, Joe? Why are you getting all over Matias?
He's angry.
He doesn't know who
he's
did
salty.
It. He's watching the
he's
game.
Salty.
He said base hit. He was stumbling out of the gate.
You know what, though? I got to say, if Shohei should have walked, he swung at a bad pitch, he should have been on base, the Dodgers should actually be winning this game if he actually would have taken the base right there because everybody else has done their job.
He's right.
Joe, I'm playing Correa at 6-1 for the Twins. He's been hot. He's got 3 homers in the last week, 4 in July. He's facing a lefty, which is always good. And I'm going to play Buxton as well. So Buxton and Correa, I'm playing. I'm going after this Harrison.
I'm going after this Cub-Cardinal in-game number. And I'm going after the Brave total. I think the Braves are going to – one of these days they're going to put up an 11 spot.
I hope it's tonight. I'm playing Olsen and I'm playing Ozuna.
All right,
I'm playing them both, and I use the profit, the same game part profit boost on both of them hitting a homer. So
and you like
I'm going all in on that game.
In the San Fran game?
Yes. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. We're back. Hour 2 next.